Hello, this is Father Shulam Manson. Welcome to Coptic for Australia, proudly brought to you by the Coptic Orthodox of Sydney and the region. And with me I have...
Mary.
And I have also...
Richard.
And I have also...
Peter.
And I have also...
Jack.
Yeah, we're going to have a wonderful program this afternoon. What is meant by the love of God? And I'll tell you something. Having this panel this afternoon here on Off the Radio, the love of God means different things to different people. What does it mean to you? And we'll be talking about the love of God and how God loves you and how God loves me and loves everyone and the power of prayer. In Jesus' name, whatever you ask in Jesus' name, the Lord will give you because the Father loves you. And after this short interval, we shall go straight into the Gospel of John, chapter 16, 23 to verse 33.
Certainty, I can look away, took your jacket off like you were here to stay, chasing your pretty thoughts and your plastic love. There goes my mind, let it go. You're that lace-trimmed danger. One day you'll be the face of a stranger. Stranger, stranger.
And now we're ready for our gospel reflection, John 16, 23 to 33. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. And that day you ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things are spoken to you in figurative language, but time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I'll tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, See, now you have speaking plainly, and use no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things, and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you not now believe? Indeed the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Glory be to God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. This gospel I love, because this gospel shows that Christ, as the good shepherd, as the Lord, as the King, as the ruler, as the one that tells us, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I will give you rest. I will give you what you want, because I'm going to the Father, and the Father in me, and I'm in him. Whatever you ask in my name, my Father will give you. That here shows you how powerful the gospel is. He resurrected, he ascended, and he is telling us, ask anything in my name, my Father will give you, because he loves you, because you love me. He tells us that the power of our beloved Lord Jesus, him being God, him being Son of God, he is the one that tells us, ask in my name and you shall receive. Friend, what do you seek in life? Friend, how would you like Jesus to respond to your prayers? Your prayers of sadness, your prayers of hurt, your prayers of sickness, your prayers of troubles, your prayers of not couldn't find work, your prayers of relationship, your prayers of family. Jesus said, ask in my name and I shall give you. Mary, what are your reflections for this gospel?
Yes, Father, well, I love this verse as well, and this chapter, and this the verse 33, it says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So Jesus is telling us, yes, we will face problems, and yes, we will face tribulations, and life won't always be easy, but he'll always be with us, and he will never leave us. It even says further up in the verse, ask and you will receive. The Lord will never reject or say no to anything we ask. He'll always be there, even if we don't ask. But with prayer and with, you know, speaking to the Lord and asking, he will never say no. He'll never leave our side. He'll always love us.
Amen. Richard.
Well, Father, I do agree with Mary, and I really like that verse 33 as well. But what I really like about it is the assurance. It gives me a sense of peace. It gives me a sense of assurance that I can rely on God. And as you said, you know, he said just ask him in my name. And that's really all we need to do. And the assurance is there. And like, it gives me that feeling of trust that I can rely on God. I can trust in God. I can trust in whatever I ask, he will answer me. Even if it's just, you know, something small, I will get an answer.
Peter.
Father, in the beginning of this, in this Bible excerpt, we see that Christ says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And it's a reminder that the church has set its prayers, knowing full well, with full wisdom, the scriptures and the teachings of Christ. Because even when we look in the Coptic Orthodox Church, when we say the Our Father, it comes to the end and we say, but deliver us from evil through Jesus Christ our Lord. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. So what we're doing is we're asking for all these things. Give us this day our daily bread. We're asking for these things, you know, forgive us our trespasses. We're asking them through Jesus' name. And other churches also, you hear it all the time, you know, at the end of a prayer, they might word it differently and say it something like, we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. And this is where it comes from. It comes from this Gospel of John. And the other thing as well, it says in verse 24, until now you have asked nothing in my name, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. Now, you know, following on from the last verse, by acknowledging that we're asking through Jesus' name, we are reminded that it is because of Christ's love for us that we can have our prayers answered. And that is what it means that your joy may be full. Because the joy isn't from the petty little thing that I'm praying for. And it isn't, you know, for receiving my wish. It's for knowing that the love of God abounds. And the love of God is with me and that he hears my prayers. And that is the fullness of joy. And that's one thing I love about this gospel reading, is it reminds us that we have a relationship with God the Father. As Christ said, you know, he will no longer pray for us, but we will be able to pray directly to the Father, because the Father loves us because we loved the Son, because we loved Jesus. And that shows, you know, that we have an extraordinary, extraordinary gift, and that is the ability to have a relationship with God the Father. And that actually really blows my mind. Yeah.
Now, Peter, why does it blow your mind?
To know, Father, all the background knowledge that we, you know, we receive from other gospels as well. We know through the story of creation, and we know the fallen state of man. Each one of us, we know our own personal private sins. We know our secrets. We know that we're not worthy of the perfect God, or unity with him, or that he forgive us, or any of those things, those wonderful gifts that he gives us. But despite all that, it's the Son who was incarnate for us, to restore us again to our, you know, our original rightful place, which is that of, you know, in Jerusalem, not in Babylon, in righteousness, not in sin. And we've been redeemed by him from our slavery of sin. And not only that, but the relationship fully restored, where it's not us only that desire to be with God, but God desires that we are with him as well. And that's the reason why he created us in the first place. And again, that's the reason why he sent his only begotten Son. And, you know, the fact that that opportunity is open again to, you know, kiss and make up, so to speak, that's priceless. There's nothing else worth more in this world or, you know, in this universe than a relationship with God. And God is the one initiating. God is the one that's seeking it, which is, you know, the really amazing thing as well. That it's not through our begging and our pleading to the Lord, but it's actually through the love of God.
And on that note, we shall have a short break and come back and speak about what is the love of God.
Kiss your mouth, swallow you whole, and hold in my claim like an old 49er. We were skinny, for dust in the room, from that holy water coming down. Out of our way now, we're going for gold, and holding our claim just like old 49ers. Out in the city, to this room, from that holy word coming down, you and me.
Welcome back to Copter Voice Radio. I have with me Jack. Jack, last segment we ended up with the concept of the love of God. What does it mean, the love of God? What does it mean to you?
Yes, Father. The love of God is very broad in that it means a lot of things. Because we love God, we have to serve Him. In serving Him, we have to love others. So it means a lot about how we interact with others and how God expects us to care for one another and integrate and really express that love in reaching out to others. So, for instance, if we love God, well, we have to learn to love our enemies and not just our friends and relatives. Because we love God, we have to forgive and forget. And because we love God, we need to help those in need. We need to pray for others in problems. We need to be patient. We need to be kind, caring. And it means a lot that it's a way we live. We have to be true and honest in our relationship with God. And if we're faithful, then we can touch the hearts of others and allow God to work through us.
Mary, what are your reflections on the love of God?
Well, Father, I feel like everybody's, you know, got a different experience with the love of God, and for me, it's always different for every person.
Because I would look at ecumenism, and I guess what is ecumenism? If I really love God, I will be ecumenical. So what is ecumenical? What is to be ecumenism? So obviously, everyone's got a different aspect as to love God. And love God, by the way, is, as Jack correctly said, is big and huge and broad. Jack's always unbelievable when he comes up with statements like this. So he's very right. So what are your expression? What are you feeling about this, Mary?
Yeah. Well, also on that, Father, is everybody loves differently, and God's able to understand everybody's different way of loving, and He's able to love you in the way that you love others and the way that you love Him. And for me, it's, you know, there's sometimes things in my life that happen that I just can't explain, and I know that God loves me and He, you know, helps me in these times when I just can't comprehend, and He's always there. And once that happens, or like it takes my breath away, that all I could do is thank Him and want to talk to Him, and it builds this relationship because I want to speak to Him. I just want to be like, thank you, Lord, for doing this, for taking me out of this situation, for getting me to react this certain way instead of something that could have gone worse. Not sure if I'm making any sense.
No, you're making lots of sense. Richard, what are your reflection on the love of God?
Well, Father, Mary touched on something very close and dear to me, the relationship with God, and having that love coming from Him and feeling it just makes you want to have a good relationship with Him. And it's not a relationship of, you know, dear Father, I come to you and I ask you of this and I thank you for this. It's you open up to Him, you open up your heart, you open up your mind, and you just want to come to Him, and at the end of the day, you just want to talk to him as if He's your best friend, as if He's your father, your person that you go to just tell him about your day. So you tell, you explain, and He knows all these things about your day, and He knows what is in your heart, but He wants to have that relationship with you. He earns for it. And us, when we feel that love, it just makes us want to come closer to it. And when I feel the love from Him, and when I see it and the blessings that I have in my life, as Mary said, you know, you want to be very thankful, you want to be very you want to just go to him and say, thank you, Father, for giving me all these things. And at the same time, you want to just say, Father, I've done this, you know, I need help with this. This happened today, and, you know, it just, you know, it brought me down. I just want to relax. And you just, and the way you build that communication, the way you build that relationship is by prayer and by, you know, reading his word in the Bible and understanding it. And there'll be times where, you know, I'll just come back at the end of the day and I'll just open up the Bible. I just feel like, you know, opening up the Bible to something. And as soon as I open it up, there's a verse that is like speaks to me directly as if it was meant for that exact time and that exact moment. So it's a bit, you know, people might look at it as if, you know, as if you're going to open up a Bible and the exact same thing that you're looking for is what's going to be in front of you. But you'll be surprised. Sometimes things just work out that way because God loves you and he wants to show you that he's there for you. He wants to show you that he's always there for you. The relationship is real and he's always by your side.
Peter, what a reflection on the love of God.
Well, Father, before we started this segment, when we agreed that we're going to look at this topic, the love of God, I thought, yeah, what a huge topic. And then after that discussion, Jack came in the room and he started his reflection, and his interpretation of the love of God is different to what I even thought, because I thought it's the love of God, which means the love that God has for us. But the take that Jack had was different. He threw a curveball in and he took it from, you know, the point of, you know, what I would say as my love of potato chips. So it's my love for God rather than God's love for me, which makes the huge topic even more huge. But when we look at the love of God, we have to look right back from the time of our creation. And the reason that God created us was not to have, subordinates, or it's not to have us be punished for sins or anything like that. He created us much like a father who has a child. It's because he wants to share his love with that child, and he loves that child. Even before its existence, he assumes that fatherly role already. And that is very much the kind of love that God has for us. So that even when we're wrong and we need to learn a lesson, you know, even though God is much wiser and much more knowledgeable, and the silly mistakes we made, you know, in our lives that look silly to us look even 10 times more silly, if not more silly, to God. So, you know, for him to be patient with us and to forgive us and to want us still and to not reject us, and deny us of relationship with him, but he seeks our salvation. That is, you know, very much from his love. It's not from anything else. It's not from any other desire that he has, but to love. Now, if we look at the Bible at love, we can find in 1 Corinthians, St. Paul says in chapter 13, he describes love, and this is, he describes it as a spiritual gift. He's not talking about God's love, but he's talking about love in general. So in the Christian concept of love, we can say, as St. Paul says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked and thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Hears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. So the kind of love that St. Paul was talking about is like God's love, except rather than what St. Paul was talking about to people and to say it's a spiritual gift, God's love is actually a step further, and we can say that God's love is perfect love. And it's the absolute value of love. We even say in our Coptic tradition, we say that God is love. And love is the number one teaching of the gospel. You know, if you were to say the gospel in one word, that word has to be love. So God's love is right through the Bible, as you will find. The very reason for our existence is because of God's love. And for such a huge topic, you know, all I can say is that we learn from God's love how to love, because he is the example of love and he taught us love.
And after a short break, Richard's going to lead us into a sample of love in the liturgy.
Welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio. Because we are at the end of the Feast of Resurrection, we would like to play a fraction to the Son, which is a part of the Holy Liturgy. And this particular fraction can be used at any time of the year. The reason we would like to play this fraction now is because it reminds us of the sacrifice Jesus went through throughout the Lent leading up to the glorious resurrection. And it's by Father Antonius Tenius.
Oh, the only begotten Son, God the Word, who loved us, and because of his love, he wanted to save us from eternal damnation. But since death was in the way of our salvation, he yearned to go through it because of his love for us. And so He was raised on the cross to carry the punishment of our sin. We are the ones who sinned, and he was the one who suffered. We are the ones who were indebted to divine justice as a result of our sins, and he was the one who paid off our debts for us. For our sake, he preferred suffering to ease and comfort, toil to rest, shame to glory, and the cross to the throne which is carried by the cherubim. He consented to be tied with ropes to release us from the bonds of our sins. He humbled himself to lift us up. He hungered to feed us and thirsted to quench our thirst. He went up on the cross naked to clothe us with the cloak of his righteousness. He opened his side with a spear that we may enter and dwell in the throne of his grace, and that his blood may flow from his body and wash away our sin. Finally, he died and was buried in a grave that he may raise us up from the death of sin and grant us an everlasting life. So, my God, it is my sins that are the thorns that plunged into your holy head. It is I who saddened your heart by indulging in the worthless pleasures of the world. What is this road leading to death which you are walking along, my Lord and Savior? What is that which you carry on your shoulders? Oh, it is the cross of shame which you carry on my behalf. How could this be, my Redeemer? What made you accept all this? Could the Great One be disgraced? Could the Glorified One be humiliated? Could the Most High be humbled? Oh, how great is your love! It is your great love which made you accept and bear all this suffering for my sake. So I thank you, my Lord, and all your angels and creatures also thank you on my behalf, for I am unable to give you thanks that match your love. Have we then ever witnessed a love that is greater than this love? So then grieve, O my soul, for your sins which have inflicted all this pain on our compassionate Redeemer. Visualize his wounds before you and take refuge in him when the enemy is stirred up against you. O my Savior, let me cherish your suffering as my treasure, your crown of thorns as my glory, your pains as my joy, your myrrh as sweetness in my mouth, your blood as my life, and your love as my honor and gratitude. Oh, the wounds of Christ stab me with the spear of divine love. Oh, the death of Christ exhilarate me with the love of the one who died for me. Oh, the blood of Christ purify me of all my sins. Oh, Jesus, my beloved, if you see me a withering member, revive me with the oil of your grace, and affirm me in you as a living branch, O thou the true vine. And when I come forth to partake of your mysteries, make me worthy to and ready to unite with you, so that I may call upon you, O the Heavenly Father, with the tune of children and say, Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
When you needed a word, just to push it aside, instead of leaving behind you, if any word that I said could have made you forget. But it was all in your head. Now we're burning all the bridges now, watching it go up in flames. No way to build it up again. And we're burning all the bridges now, 'cause it was sink or swim. And I went down, down, down. And we're burning all the bridges.
Now it's time for the Desert Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
The Paradise of the Holy Fathers, Volume 2, translated by E.A. Wallace Budge. On one occasion, a devil took a knife and stood over Abba Macarius, wishing to cut off his leg. When he was unable to do so on account of the humility of the old man, he answered and said to him, "Everything which you possess, we possess also. It is only in humility that you are superior to us, and it is only by means of it that you conquer us." Ava Anthony said, "I saw all the snares of the enemy laid out upon the ground, and I groaned and said, 'Who can escape from these?' And the devil said to me, 'Humility enables a man to escape from these, for we cannot attain it.'" Old man said, "Whenever a man is praised, it is meet for him to think about his sins, and he should consider, saying, 'I am unworthy of the things which are said about me.'" Abba Poman used to say, "No monk should condemn any man in anything. No monk should reward a man with evil for evil. And no monk should be a man of anger." An old man asked Ava Poman, saying, "Some brethren dwell with me. Do you wish me to give them commandments?" Ava Poman replied, "No, but you yourself must first do work, and if they wish to live, they will observe you and do work." The old man said to him, "Ought I to govern them?" Ava Poman said to him, "No, be an example to them, not a lawgiver." A brother asked an old man, saying, "By what means may a man go forward?" The old man said to him, "The greatness of a man consists of humility. Proportionally, as a man descends to humility, he becomes exalted to greatness." Ava John used to say, "We relinquish a light burden when we condemn ourselves, but we take upon ourselves a heavy burden when we attempt to make ourselves righteous." A certain brother went on one occasion from Egypt to Syria to visit Avazino. The Egyptians began to make accusations against his thoughts before the old man. When Avazino heard this, he marveled and said, "The Egyptians always hide the spiritual excellences which they possess, but they describe the shortcomings which they do not possess. On the other hand, the Syrians and the Greeks declare that they possess the virtues which they do not have, and they hide the shortcomings which they do possess." One of the old men said, "Do not be humble in your words only, but also in your deeds." An old man was asked, "How is it that there are men who say, 'We have seen a vision of angels'?" The old man said, "Blessed is he who sees his sins continually."
Feeling
that I need,
that I know I need,
oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's time for the Did You Know segment.
Did you know that the greatest gift that God has given us is love?
Did you know that if you ask, you will receive?
Did you know that the Lord Jesus said that we will face tribulation, but be of good cheer, for the Lord has overcome the world?
Did you know that God loves each and every one of us?
And did you know that you've been listening to Coptic Voice Radio, a program proudly brought to you by the Coptic Orthodox Diocese of Sydney and its affiliated regions and proudly sponsored by the Coptic Media Association Sydney. If you wish to write to us, you can do so at CopticVoiceRadio@gmail.com. Or you can private message us on Facebook. You'll find us at facebook.com/Coptic Voice Radio. On our Facebook page, you'll also find links to our podcasts. And on our website, you'll also find links to our podcasts, which you can stream online. Be sure to like us, share us, follow us, but most importantly, pray for us. And if you want to catch up on old episodes, make sure you download the podcast app for Apple and iPhone devices. You'll also find us on the podcast app for BlackBerry devices and an app called Stitcher for Android devices.
And now we're ready to say goodbye for another week, another program. We hope that you enjoyed the love of God. Keep safe, have a great weekend, and when Monday comes, have a great week. God bless. Signing out, this is Father Schoenemans for Coptic Voice Radio, and God bless.
May the love of God, the Father, the grace of His only begotten Son, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Depart in peace. May the peace of God be with you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.